This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 30th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and inviting. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem has a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly. It's a perfect day to be outside and enjoy the fresh air. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, government officials discussed a draft exemption law for deserters earlier this hour, with concerns expressed by Government Secretary Yossi Fox. Also from the Times of Israel, analysts suggest the Israel-Lebanon deal may keep the current stalemate rather than ending the conflict. Also this hour, JNS reports Israeli Defense Minister Katz warned that U.S. pressure stopped a campaign against Hezbollah, fearing an Iranian retaliation. Separately, Ynet highlights rising tensions after a classified IDF phone was lost during a clash in a Syrian village. And finally, according to I-24 News, Prime Minister Netanyahu and opposition leaders condemned shameful statements directed at the IDF chief of staff during a Haredi protest. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported just minutes ago that the U.S. interpretation of the Lebanon Memorandum opposes Iran's demands involving southern Lebanon. Aviva Klompas, an activist, criticized earlier today the lack of response to concerns about federal funding being used to demonize Jews. Middle East 24 shared just now that the Israeli Foreign Ministry congratulated Morocco on a historic World Cup victory over the Netherlands. Let's go deeper. Starting with the government's draft exemption law for deserters, Government Secretary Yossi Fox expressed concerns in a Knesset committee meeting earlier this hour. The law aims to address military service shortages, but faces criticism for potentially undermining military discipline. This discussion could significantly impact national security policies. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon deal, analysts from the Times of Israel suggest it may entrench the current stalemate rather than resolve the conflict. The disarmament of Hezbollah appears unattainable due to Lebanon's internal sectarian tensions. This means Israeli defense forces could remain stationed in the region for the foreseeable future. Meanwhile, Israeli Defense Minister Katz, speaking to JNS earlier today, noted that U.S. pressure halted a campaign intended to weaken Hezbollah. He highlighted the risk of Iranian retaliation, emphasizing the complex geopolitical tensions at play. This situation underscores the delicate balance Israel must maintain in its regional security strategy. The recent clash in Syria, reported by Ynet, involved gunfire and artillery exchanges near the village of Abdin. The loss of a classified IDF phone has raised security concerns. This incident highlights the ongoing volatility along Israel's northern borders. Residents remain on edge as tensions persist. Finally, I-24 News reported that Prime Minister Netanyahu and opposition leaders united in condemning derogatory remarks aimed at the IDF chief of staff during a Haredi protest. Such unity across political lines underscores the broad support for military leadership in Israel amid national challenges. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that laid-off tech workers in Israel face financial strain due to mortgage burdens as AI and currency shifts impact the sector. This situation highlights the vulnerability of tech employees in the current economic climate. Separately, CTEC raises concerns about NVIDIA's role in Israel's economic narrative, warning that growth figures may not reflect the broader economy's health. This points to potential disparities between tech successes and wider economic realities. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that the government companies authorities report shows which government company pays the highest salaries, with IAI and Rafael's IPOs eagerly anticipated. This information provides insights into the financial dynamics within Israel's defense sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.